Refresh your spring cleaning to-do list with an oil change bundle for your vehicle at Advance Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Castrol, Valvoline, Pennzoil, or Fram oil bundled with a select oil filter for one low price. And right now, choose a Mobil 1 full synthetic oil change bundle starting at $39.99 and get a drain pan and funnel free. Right oil, right filter, right price every day. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. Use the Advance Auto Parts app to build your bundle and pick it up at your nearest store.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Raiders, quite a day of cuts. They cut Derek Carr. Welcome to the Ball Brotherhood, Mark Davis.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Patrick Mahomes' new BFF, the great Henry Winkler.
Listen, I think stardom has gone to this young man's head because he's never called for dinner.
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp. From the Starz comedy Party Down, actor Ken Marino. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial if you want to have a conversation. The actor Ken Marino and the brilliant show Party Down. I couldn't be more excited that that show is coming back into existence. He's here in hour number three. We just hung up with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. We're live on the Roku channel, channel 210. All Roku devices get the Roku channel for free. Same thing with Amazon Fire TVs, Amazon Fire TV, all Amazon Fire TVs, select Samsung Smart TVs. The Roku app has the Roku channel on it. That's free. The RokuChannel.com. It's free. The operative word is free. We're here on Sirius XM. We're here on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, smart enough to have us. Odyssey. We say hello to our podcast listeners listening to this show whenever they want. It's your right to do that. But joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show is one of my favorites. I worked with him for many, many moon and the NFL Network. He is in town for a film festival where his documentary is going to, as they say, unspool Life with CTE, a Warren Sapp story. We'll talk about that with the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Warren Sapp.
Something good, man.
Something like 99.
Hey, you got a podcast?
I did. I do have a podcast. It's now a show. You know what I mean? It's now a show. You know, I took a look at, because I'm a professional. This is your 10th year being a Hall of Famer.
My 10th year anniversary.
10 years?
Me and George were just talking about it. We were down in New Orleans. Yeah. My 10th year. I hit Chris Carter, and I was like, happy 10th anniversary. I saw Jonathan Ogden at the Super Bowl. I told him happy 10th anniversary. It was just our 20th of our Super Bowl, 37-57.
Right. I know that, Kimmel. You know how I knew that? Because Kimmel had his 20th anniversary. Yeah.
And that was me. I was one of the first guests.
Didn't he helicopter you up?
Me, Snoop, Coldplay, and Don Bishop, Magic Wand was the first guest. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, I got a turbocopter. What up from San Diego?
Yeah, because the Super Bowl was in San Diego.
And then rode the 604 Challenger back by myself.
What do you mean? What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
By myself.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I remember that you were on the Kimmel first show.
Yeah.
Wow. 20 years as a Super Bowl. And it's funny thing is, at the Super Bowl, were you there?
At the game?
No, I didn't go to the game. So at the game, Eagles fans booed Dak prior to the game when he was introduced to the Hall as the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
They threw snowballs at Santa Claus. You know this.
Hold on a minute. So they booed DeMarcus Ware for being announced as
in the Hall of Fame.
He's going to be joining you and Canton.
Yes.
And they didn't do him any favors. They used a picture of him on the screen as a cowboy. They could have done him a favor as like a Bronco, right? And just try to sneak it past the goalie. But the Eagles fans were booing him. Wait for this one. I know you know the answer, but I was also wondering off the top of my head, why are they booing him? And I know you will know the answer right away. They booed Rondé Barber.
Of course.
Now, why did they boo Rondé Barber?
Because we closed the vet with Rondé going down the sideline with Donovan McNabb, pointing to his, you know what, going for 60. We're going to San Diego. Then he goes to the sideline because they didn't vote him to the Pro Bowl. And he says, damn, the Pro Bowl, we're going to San Diego. We closed the vet.
And then?
And then opened the link with a shutout.
The next year.
Philly's one of our favorite places.
They have a long memory, sir.
And
clearly.
I was with Kansas City all week long with Andy and Chris Jones and the team. I mean, I went to the Thursday practice. Two balls hit the ground, Rich.
Yeah.
And it was a windy day. That kid, Patrick Mahomes, because I know his mom don't want nobody calling Pat. I ain't been on TV in a while, so I know this. Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Is something special that we've never seen before.
Never seen before.
Never seen. You know, I'm the quarterback killer. That's all I do. Eat, sleep, drink quarterbacks.
Yes.
I've hunted Brett Favre. I've hunted, you know, Peyton Manning. I've hunted Steve McNair. God bless his soul. I've hunted the, you know, the yellow unicorn in Dante Culpepper. You know, I called the Cam the purple unicorn because that was something so special. It didn't even matter. I've hunted them all. There's nothing like this kid.
Why do you say that?
I went to training camp for a week with Andy Nim and, you know, worked with Chris Jones in the D-line and Joe Cullen. I thank him so much for inviting me. Beautiful organization.
Mm-hmm.
Went out there to Jamestown, Missouri, in the middle of nowhere. Hot as, ooh.
Yeah.
And they say to me, OG, how did y'all do this twice? I'm like, I don't know, but for the money y'all get paid, I'd do it three times. It's unbelievable, but you watch him because you just watch the ball comes out of his hand so effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been back there in the back watching Eric Bieniemy do the coaching with Andy. You know, very fortunate they let me do this. And then I watch him, you know, when something didn't go right, and they turn around and they have a little quick conversation and then turn back to the receiver and it's fixed.
They got it right away.
It reminds me of me, Brooks, Lynch, and Rondé, and thank y'all for my fourth member of that Tampa 2 defense, because it don't get no better when you can have a party with your teammates year after year after year. I mean, this is my 10th. Next year will be Brooks' 10th.
Wow.
And then in a couple years, it'll be Lynch's 10th, then Tony's 10th. And, yeah, I mean, it's the greatest team ever assembled. But Patrick Mahomes, oh, my God. Ooh, Rich.
He is truly amazing.
We chased him around Tampa, and I mean, on two good legs with no O-line, and he was amazing that night. He was bouncing. If Tariq Hill catches that ball that he bounces off his forehead, we have a different game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a touchdown.
Now, he is this year, I think, this Super Bowl, it's the one where Brady is definitely retired for good. you know, like last year, he was retired, but last year it was Stafford's first and Burrow's first, so neither guy, we also knew. Like, Burrow had an opportunity to get started where he could potentially upgrade Brady if Brady wasn't retired yet. And I think we were also saying that, too, like Brockman was pointing out, even in his Instagram post saying farewell, he never used the word retirement. Like, last year, I didn't really buy it completely. Now I buy it, that he's definitely retired for good.
Oh, no, you saw that last game. Like, I did. I mean, come on.
Sure. And just, you know,
when you can't pull that trigger and you're one of the greatest to ever pull that trigger, come on. Walk away.
So he did.
Yeah.
And so now his number is fixed. And this time, so now Mahomes, with this win, getting two by age 27.
No.
Hold on a minute. Getting two by 27. Hold on a second. He's got two by 27, three, you know, under
by
his
30.
Belt, but three under his belt, but two wins by 27.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't think Reed's going to go anywhere. I know Glazer said he was thinking about retirement. I don't think he's going to.
No.
Okay, Kelsey's got many more years left in him, right? That he's got a chance, because Brady spent 10 years without winning one. He's got a chance that when it's all said and done, if he wants to play to 40, mid-40s, he can get there. I really believe that. And he's the face of football now. And on top of all of everything that I've just said, hold on. I know people hate it when Mahomes gushes, when we gush over Mahomes. Yeah,
okay.
I should say. But put it all together, though. Face of the NFL, he can catch Brady. But you look at it, and he has now done it with a different group than he did
every time
before. And he has shown that he's now the guy moving forward in the NFL and can do it again. That's what this has proven. He's on a different level. Like, for sure, he's going to be in the same room as you in Ohio.
Oh, no doubt.
Right?
Yes.
So.
But I don't buy the seven championships, Rich.
That's insane. I know.
I mean.
But he's got two by 27.
I got that. And had five AFC championship games. He's never played a road playoff game.
I know that. It was the first time he wore white, because he never wears
white. Like I said, he's never been on the road in the playoffs.
Ever. So that'll be the next time we doubt him? Like, he's never done it there, right? If he ever winds up on the road in the playoffs.
We always fight a stat.
So then give me the quarterback who can knock this whole.
The one that just accounted for five touchdowns, but unfortunately one was for the other team.
How good is he?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. When you're talking about a 24-year-old stepping on that stage with that performance after that fumble.
Yeah. And some of the throws that Jalen Hurts made were incredible.
Hello.
The one to A.J. Brown, that was before the fumble.
The DB didn't know where. Well, he's still looking for it.
What did you think of the flag at the end of the game?
It was a flag.
I know it's a flag.
Come on.
What?
Come on.
Come on what?
Don't make the play. Push him. Do anything but grab him. Because Juju Schuster is no speed demon.
Right.
Push him. He gets off and then, he's going to do a little flopping and acting because he's looking for the call. But the only thing you did was push him within 5 yards. There's no illegal contact there.
Right.
Just push. Knock him off his track and maybe he doesn't get it. But you can't grab him. You heard the kid. I mean, thank God for some honest young men that are still in the world.
James Bradbury.
Boy, the fourth. A good line. The three before him got to have his chest stuck out. Mm-hmm. The young man said, I thought he'd let it go, but I held him. What a concept.
To admit it.
Beautiful.
I know that, but should the flag have been called?
Yes.
In that locker room, you're in the Philly locker room, you're like, yeah, I'm glad. You're not glad it was called. But
First and foremost.
Yes.
For some reason, Philadelphia Eagles didn't realize when you're motioning inside, you're creating space outside. And the last time I played defense with some pretty good guys who own gold jackets in the back end, whenever you go in motion, I'm behind you. We get in the trail position.
Right.
And then when you take off, it's called getting in your hip pocket. You never let him back out the back door.
Mm-hmm.
But remember when Philly did that play against Diggs and the Cowboys, that they banked that he was going to jump the route and then they went up top with D. Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing came back to bite him in his
room. Right.
No, Same thing, make you laugh and make you cry.
No, look, I understand, Warren, that they made mistakes that let them, be subject to a terrible call at the end.
You don't want the referee in the game?
That's right.
Yeah, but they're there for a reason, and he definitely yanked him. You can see it. I mean, it ain't the... And how about this?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick, creepy little cheaters come out and we wore white gloves when they wore white jerseys so we could grab them more. Of course you did.
Is that your Belichick imitation?
Whoever. It's just their little whole little Boston, thing that they do up there.
Careful.
What?
That guy right
over
there.
You want some of this? Undefeated against the Patriots. They didn't get a first down until the third. No. They did beat me in Oakland. They beat me in Oakland with Randy Moss. But when they came to see them boys in red, we choked that thing out, boy. Terry Glenn, Ben Coates.
Rest in peace.
Any of that.
I can't hear you. I got six rings in my ears.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What does it say on his forehead? Don't say it out loud, Mom.
You know it.
Don't say it. So what did you think of Juju Smith-Schuster's Twitter game? What did you think of that? You saw
What'd
that, right?
Do?
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh.
Shut up. What I miss?
Hashtag Sat was fishing.
Hey, what I miss?
So
you missed
on Valentine's Day, you didn't see Juju Smith?
I'm sorry.
No, it was huge. He's tweeted out, Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'll hold you when it matters most. And then that's Bradbury right there.
Yeah.
Hold on. A.J. Brown retorted.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. NFL Twitter turned into NBA Twitter on Tuesday.
Did they have a shadow account or everybody came out as a man?
Everyone was out.
Everybody came out. We got these shadow accounts.
I know that.
Bad boy.
So A.J. Brown responded by saying, congratulations, and then laid into him to basically say, hey, you, sir, signed a one-year deal. You were nothing.
Mahomes there resurrected your career.
This is lame. You was on the way out of the league before Mahomes resurrected your career on your one-year deal. TikTok boy. He called him TikTok boy.
TikTok boy.
He admitted that he grabbed you, but don't act like you're like that or ever was, but congratulations.
A.J. Brown is saying what I'm saying.
Which is?
Just push him. I mean, it's Juju Schuster. His hips a little tight. They're a little wide. Just push him. Maybe he doesn't get to that ball. Mahomes throws a pretty ball, but... He throws it to pretty fast, dude.
So do you think that tweet was out of line? Or what?
Yeah.
Crossed the line, right?
Yeah, he went a little deep with the you almost out of the league thing because you don't make any decisions.
I'm talking about Juju Smith-Schuster's tweet to just come out of nowhere.
No, champ go to spoils. Come on. Because you saw that meme before that, right?
Well, I'm just saying.
That I hold you the most, what?
Yeah. I'm just saying,
He was beneficiary of a good quarterback and a good call.
To tweet that out,
but these kids don't care.
Read the room.
These kids don't care. They're about clickbait. These kids. Likes, views, and follows.
How would you have felt about it if you were the Philadelphia?
Hey, boy, just give me a schedule, and I check off Juju Schuster when I see him again. Because the NFL plays this game lovely. They serve humble pie. Trust me. This game will humble you to your knees.
Well, not when you're hitting send. That was something. I saw that. I'm like, wow. Especially since the whole country, half the people, and I was saying, it is true, yanked. He definitely yanked him.
I feel sorry for the kid. But let's not throw the flag here. Don't bring it up on Valentine's Day. Maybe TikTok boy didn't have a date, and he wanted to feel a certain type of way. I don't know.
By the way, you got
to
give it up for TikTok boy. Out of all of them.
That's the one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right.
Gigi was wrong, but that's how they play now. They really play bad.
I would have thought that you would have been like, that was out of line of Juju Smith-Schuster.
You know what? Twitter ain't real anyway. Twitter's not a real place.
Okay.
As much as we love it, because I remember me and you from day one. You remember? Hey.
Yes, I do.
I drug you into the tiny chat. You was like, my God, Jesus, where were you at last night? I'm like, I'm in the middle of Brooklyn.
Right.
In DJ's room.
And you were. Tiny chat. Tiny chat. He was.
Yeah, 12 on the screen.
Those were the days.
He was tiny chatting. And then I told you, you got to, you know, don't be at QB Killer, be at Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp.
I told him.
No. This is the guy that brought me to this.
I said, you got to brand it.
This is my social media guy. I had my S up. He's like, no, put your face. This is you. Don't be playing.
But
who got you your blue check?
You did. He did, by the way.
Really?
He did. Can you get TJ back on Twitter?
What?
They banned me, Sapp.
He got banned.
Oh, no. Yeah. See, some folks are out there.
Hold on.
What did he get banned for? Put it on the table.
He didn't storm a Capitol.
I'm not an insurrectionist, Sapp.
No,
I did.
I'm not an insurrectionist.
I'm not inciting a riot.
Tell him what you did.
So, Sapp, you know the Triple G Canelo match, the boxing match happened a few months ago?
Uh-huh.
One of my boys, Gabe Rosado, is a boxer. He was on the undercard. Somebody was streaming it on Twitter, so I took my phone, and all I recorded was his intro. Not the fight, not the result, not the decision, just him being introduced. I was like, there's my boy, put it up there. It got, the video got taken down, and then 2 days later, they
kicked him off of Twitter.
Kicked me off of Twitter. So shout out to the Zone for that.
What do you think?
I think that's way out of line.
Can you help? Can you get him in? Can you get him back?
Let's see. You know what? It's been a long time since we got that kind of platform. we used to touch a lot of homes, and we weren't even in New York.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we used to have fun on the network.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about your doc. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Oh, we got to a commercial break.
You got two segments with 99 in your program.
Warren
Sapp is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, pop
Twitter.
It on Twitter.
Let's work on the Twitter.
Oh, now you're showing off to TJ.
I'm just working for my brother.
Now you're rubbing it in.
That's a little bad. Jeez. Was it more than 15 seconds?
It was like 25 exactly.
Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network with our Roku stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We just showed Warren Sapp the new Mark Davis photographs of him being completely bald.
I might be joining him pretty soon.
You could, but you still got the mohawk.
I know, but
month two, never know. I mean, he just
90 days, same as cash. I'll revisit.
By the way, biggest cut day in Raiders history. Mark Davis goes bald, and Derek Carr, same day. Boom. What do you think of that move?
I think it might have something to do with it.
Made him lose all his hair.
Oh my goodness, what is going on?
What is going on with the Raiders? What do you think?
Please tell me. So now Aaron Rodgers is coming.
Maybe. Don't you think that would be a good move?
I would think so, but...
Him and Devontae Adams back shouldering their way down the field.
I got Waller right there at the tight end position. And
now, you think that if Rodgers comes, Chris, they'd have to let Waller go, right?
Seems like they would have to kind of free up some space to pay him the $40 to $60 million.
I don't think he would ask for that, would he?
Who, Rodgers?
Yeah.
I mean, the money's there. It's got to come somewhere. He's not going to just say take $20 million off the top.
No one
like
said
Mark
20
Davis
million.
Like Mark Davis, take that off the
top.
Yeah,
take it off the top, but not $20 million. Don't believe this salary cap. With America, this salary cap thing is the biggest farce ever.
What do you mean?
I had a $30 million contract. Brooks had a $32 million contract. They gave Simeon a $40 and McFarlane a $30.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't even count what Lynch and Rondé and the rest don't get, and that's just on defense. And we're talking about 20 years ago. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no salary cap issues, man. Give
well,
me
I mean,
break.
You can figure it out underneath the cap. There is a rule.
There's always a way.
Okay.
Just like when they came out with the luxury tax in basketball, what did they do?
Yeah.
Run right over the top of the keeper.
Yeah, the bird rule. With the
run
bird
right
rule.
Over the top. Run right over the top. Of what check you need for us to add this team? Okay.
No, I know, but in the NFL, there's still rules. But you could put it on the credit card. You could put it down the road. I mean,
you can hand Deion Sanders a briefcase underneath the table.
Oh, boy. Did you really just spill that tea here on the Rich Eisen Show?
I'm just talking a little trash. You know what I'm saying? There's always a way. There's always a way.
Well, we need to get the coach of Colorado back here on this program.
What's the statute of limitations on this?
Way gone.
Do you want to say which team gave it that back?
Nope. You want to start some trash, you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Warren Sapp here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Yes.
Okay, let's get to your documentary. Let's get to your documentary here.
Actually, what happened was I've been working with the Concussion Legacy Foundation, Chris Nowinski and the foundation, and it's 345 out of 376 now. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a 91.7%.
What are you talking about?
The brains that they've studied.
Okay.
Of the 376, 345 have
CTE.
Yes.
Okay.
The brains that they've studied. So we're at 91%. I'll get you the real number. I think it might be 356 out of 376. But whatever it is, it's 91.7. So with that, I had some people come to me, and, you know, I had my couple of episodes when I was driving down the road, couldn't go to my homeboy's office that I've been
for. Yeah, you forgot
years.
Where you were.
Yeah, yeah. And keys and appointment and a whole bunch of other stuff. So as I got to this, then Najee came up. And some other guys.
Najee Davenport,
you know, mm-hmm. with the suit and everything. And I say, we have to get the word out to our brothers. And the best way somebody came to me, it was like a film festival. They do them all over the country. We've been in New York. We've been to Florida. We've been to Fort Lauderdale. Now we're on the West Coast. So.
And the name of this documentary is
Life
with CTE, a Warren Sapp story.
And but it ain't a Warren Sapp story. It's an NFL story.
But you are the guy.
Yes.
You are the Hall of Famer who is fronting this.
I'm the one
thing.
That's pushing it to make sure my brothers, when they're out there in vulnerable situations, we seek help because we normally wouldn't.
Okay. So now I'm going to ask you the point blank question, the easy one that you're going to look at me like, get out of here, because you just described it. But how do you know you have CTE, Warren?
You can't. There's not been one person alive diagnosed with it. But there's a range in which you play the game,
mm-hmm.
and they say it's around 20 years. And from the time I started in high school mm-hmm. to the time I finished my 13-year career,
yes.
I have 19 years. Am I that one of the 8%, 9% that don't?
So
not
you,
the way I played this
and
game.
And so walk me through the episodes that you've had where you're like, okay, that's it. You got some?
No, that's it. Ain't no aha moment, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, when you're a creature of habit, and you do certain things, and you do certain things a certain way, and you set things a certain place. You got a place that you set your keys, right? You got a place that you kick your shoes off and different things like that, right?
Yes, sir.
And you'll go back through it and be like, what the hell? There's nobody there. You had to move it. But I didn't because did I?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just things like that. So you understand that it's almost like a Parkinson thing. You're not saying you're going to get it, but work on yourself that you don't leave yourself vulnerable. And when you feel vulnerable, seek help.
So what help can you seek? What do you got?
Oh, there's a whole list of doctors and treatments and everything that they have going on with the Boston BU.
So you go through, do you go through the Players Association with this or?
No,
or
I go on my own.
You go on your
own. Players Association has never been my friend.
Okay. So you go on your own and, you know, walk.
Exercise your brain.
Okay.
Exercise your brain, put yourself on a baseline, figure out where you're at, and then in another 6 months, a year, go back.
And just keep an eye on it.
Just work on yourself.
What are you working on? You got something for me?
It's everything. Just work on yourself.
Like crosswords? I'm like serious. Like puzzles or
no,
like brain
no.
teasers?
No, or? I'm more like a pickleball guy. I got my new paddles. I'm ready to go. What? Who wants some?
You just turned 50.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. What? Hold on a minute. What? Hold on.
This is going to get good.
Do you want to move off this subject? Or do you want to stick around?
I'll get you wherever you want to go.
Okay.
Did I touch a nerve in this building?
No. Yes. No. Here, this is going to be terrific, Warren. No. The next few moments of this program are going to be great.
I'm not going to back down.
Okay, good. Good to know. I love pickleball. Love it. I play it once a week with my poker buddies. We get out there. We get after it.
Yes.
We get after it. When I say we get after it,
after it.
And then and after 2 hours, I am dripping with sweat.
Dripping.
Totally.
Yes.
And then I'm feeling joints. I'm feeling all sorts of stuff because you gotta go. It's quick movement. You know, you're a dancing bear, so to speak.
I want to stay there.
And you're also a bowling ball of butcher knives. I'd love to know how you stay out of the kitchen, but that's for another day. Okay, hold on.
I love this guy.
Hold on a minute. Now then, I have come on this program multiple times and said, I love pickleball. Now then, I hand things over to my colleague, Chris Brockman, for his take. Chris, you have the floor.
Pickleball is for men of a certain age.
That's his comeback?
Rich, I got you.
I don't need to say anymore.
No, you
I got you, Rich.
Warren knows what I mean.
I'm going to introduce you to the Share Bear. One of the top five pickleball players in America.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what his diet is and his pre-regiment is before his pickleball?
Awesome.
71 hours of rest. What is that tequila's name?
Oh, gosh.
That dings the bell. Casamigos. Yeah. Oh, Casamigos in 71 hours and he's on the court. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm going to introduce you to the Share Bear. Oh, yeah, you about to find out about
certain
pickleball.
Certain age. He's just like old people who can't run around a tennis court anymore.
That's what he wants?
This is what he's saying.
I run circles around you, son.
That's what he's saying. He's saying it's you old people can't run around a tennis court.
I can't walk the golf course anymore. Let me play doubles, and you just kind of – I've seen the doubles clips. You just stand there and go –
He wouldn't
Rich
be able
Rich claims
to,
no, he's working stand, out and he's so there. Sore. Doubles, you don't move.
Please get
you
there.
Just
it's
stand
like dodgeball
there.
With a paddle in your head. Trust me. It's like dodgeball with a paddle
so
in your head
small.
And you return it.
You know what it is? It's like vegans and people who went to Harvard. You know how,
now you're gonna put
you know
me
how people
who
say
eat
that
meat?
Pickleball's popular? They tell you about it. They won't shut up about pickleball. It's a fad.
You won't shut up about pickleball?
I don't. I love it.
I love
when
it
I say I love pickleball.
I got my new paddles. Oh. I'm going to my Jamie Foxx house and play. You coming?
You want to? Yeah, of course.
Right.
I know he's
I
into it.
You. Hey, I invite you. I'll see you, Jamie.
Let's go.
I'm telling you, I didn't know I had no partners.
And
you know
what? You're not invited.
You're not invited.
How old is Jamie Foxx? How old is
55.
So what?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what? He is a young, virile, active 55-year-old.
Share Bear is not 55.
Nah,
the top pickleball players in the world are not 50-something. Nah, I'll be out there.
By the way, kudos to you for not backing down with Warren Sapp being the
one.
Oh,
he knows I'm a teddy bear.
There's a good space between us.
We got respect. Yeah. That's my man.
What's your pickleball game looking like? What do you got?
Coming on.
No, I'm just like,
coming on.
Okay.
Got to stay out of the kitchen and, you know.
Yeah,
I got big feet.
The kitchen is.
I know what the kitchen is.
You don't know what the kitchen is. You have no idea what the kitchen is.
You've been talking about this for like a year and a half.
And then I told him, let's go out and play. And you said you were afraid of hurting your Achilles.
I didn't want to pop an Achilles.
That's what he said.
I'm at the age where Achilles get popped.
Excuse me.
What age is that?
40.
And this guy.
So when you 50, what?
Yeah.
All of a sudden it turns into a lobster claw.
I mean, because you're just
plastic
really like,
man
Chris, all Achilles matter. Okay? You get it?
No.
No.
Yes, they do, Warren. My Achilles matters. Your Achilles matters. His matters as well. And you're so afraid. And the most aged out thing you can ever say is, oh, I'm afraid of hurling my Achilles.
I'm not a man of a certain age yet.
Okay, let's play.
Yes. We're making a call. Jamie, we call.
Oh, this is great.
Yo.
Who is at Jamie's house playing pickleball? What do you got?
Cher Bear.
Okay, well, drop some other names. What do you got?
Come on. Hey, man, relax. I ain't got that yet. They said, I just got to LA. You know, I'm an East Coast guy. They told me, go to Jamie's, and Jamie got the pickleball court. I'm like, what? So I hit Jamie. Jamie said, come on over.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right, so you got a plus one. How about
always? You and I always sat plus
you three. You and I will team up.
I'm like, it's a Florida thing. Like T-Pain on the list plus three, sat plus three too.
Okay. I'll be one of those plus.
It's a Florida thing.
Let's go.
Yeah, like you come in with an entourage, you show up with two people, and you're good.
Yeah, I'll show up with my racket, my pickleball
racket. You have the best
racket.
Paddle in the world? You have the best paddle?
I'll be honest with you. I'll admit it.
Come on.
I admit it. Hold on a minute. I admit it. I need a new one because the last few times I've gotten so upset I've thrown it. Oh. Racket abuse. I'm telling you.
A good craftsman never blames his tools.
I'm intense. I'm intense when I play. I want to win.
Rich McEnroe.
Okay? These are the guys I play poker with.
I have something for y'all.
I play fantasy football with them.
He always wants to win.
They're all retired.
They are not all retired. Stop it. It's not like Cocoon. All right?
You come out of the
It's not
egg.
Like I'm there with Jessica Tandy.
I got this for you, Rich.
You come out of the egg.
And some big rock by
Retire
a pool house.
Him. Retire him. He did, he'll be playing.
He can't handle it. He wouldn't be able to handle it. That's why I told you the next few minutes of the show we're going to be.
I love it.
Okay.
I love
Rich it. Is like Alexander Bublik out there smashing tennis rackets.
That's
like,
right.
That's you went nuts.
Yeah. Was that the guy who ruined all three of them?
Yeah, all three.
Oh, my God. I saw that the other day.
Yeah,
oh, my
goodness. He lost it a little bit.
Warren Sapp here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, before I let you go, you chimed in on the whole Justin Fields trade front. What do you got for me? What happened? Walk me through this process.
You know what?
I was
sitting on my couch.
Yes.
Like I, you know.
Just hanging.
In the morning. Just hanging.
Okay.
Know? Turned it on, and Dominic Foxworthy is giving Swagoo one of those guys the eye, and Tag Bomb, you know, goes on one of his, you know, GM rants. I used to be in this position, and he talks about trading Justin Fields for the number one pick in BY, Bryce Young from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, now that's a nice idea.
Why?
In the last 2 years, who is at the Mendoza line with W's in the National Football League
but
as a quarterback?
Come on, W's aren't the stat you're looking at.
Okay, who has 91 sacks in the last 2 years?
Well, a guy who can't be protected and doesn't have any weapons and who's been dynamite nonetheless.
Dynamite what?
He's tough.
200% is dynamite? Well, I hate to see what TNT or nitroglycerin look like.
Because, I mean, look who the Bears have surrounded him with. And by the way, a coaching change, you know what it's
okay,
like
I
to
got
be
this.
Change.
So now what's going to change in the next 2 years?
Well, you have to figure that the new general manager, Ryan Poles, comes from Kansas City. He knows how to build around a guy who's dynamic. You know, he knows how to build around a guy with an arm and with legs. He knows how to do that, so you got to trust him. You know, and Mahomes doesn't do it in a dome. He doesn't do it in 80-degree weather. He does it in the cold.
He does it with his arm.
So you don't like Justin Fields?
I don't think his style fits what Chicago wants to get done.
And Bryce Young does?
Okay. Quarterback can throw that ball?
Okay.
Chicago's never had a quarterback as a whole franchise. Like we can go all the way back, to Sid Luckman?
How dare you slag on Jay Cutler that way?
Oh, my bad, Jay. I tell you.
Rex Grossman says,
Rex
hello. All right, so you like Bryce Young that much that you would take him right now, go to battle, and trade Justin Fields for, a one or, you know, a couple
a
of...
A nice package deal, give me some people, because it takes more than one guy, and then...
Build around Bryce Young.
Let's build this thing.
You yeah. do that?
I would. I thought it sounded like a pretty good idea.
Man, if I'm the Jets, I would be all up. We saw Justin Fields at the Super Bowl. I
liked him.
He's like 6'3". He's big dude. He's a
he fits the eye test, the airport test. Good job. All airport
come,
team.
Come on.
I've seen all these guys that look like Tarzan and play like Jane.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Really? He's running through defenses.
I got this.
He's running
over
people.
I heard somebody say, Justin Fields needs to call Jalen Hurts and say, yo, dog, can I come tag along with you this summer and find out, let's see if we can work together. And
well, that would make sense, don't you think?
You think that would happen?
What? I don't know.
You really think that would happen?
What, that he would reach out?
Mm-hmm.
I would hope so. You're thinking that's no?
Boy.
What are you hearing? Man. What are you talking about, Warren? All right.
Where do you go to school at?
Okay. Ooh. Well, now you're talking my language now.
Me too. It bleeds a certain way.
So Ohio State doesn't turn out quarterbacks, is what you're saying? Hey, I know you're laughing.
Or individuals who would bend and mold themselves to a certain, let me see. Maybe not. I don't know. I love Big Pace. I love Big Pace. Eddie George.
Oh, I know. Chris Carter. Your homemate.
Yeah, my classmate. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, they got some nice dogs, but 9 times out of 10 is Ezekiel Elliott and what was the guy driving the Z350 quarterback?
Oh.
Pryor.
Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I can't believe
I'm now
caping for a Buckeye, but I am.
I want to see him down in Houston with Jalen Hurts or whatever Jalen Hurts does, his little mixing of that thing, because, my God, what a performance.
He's unreal.
I can't believe he gave that ball away, though. I'm still mad. Just go down, son. Don't turn a bad play into a disaster.
Well, I mean,
How did it happen? Nobody wants to show the play. I can't see it.
Well,
fell out of his hand, and then he kicked it.
How did it get out of his hand? Yeah.
I know. Well, the Chiefs defensively made the play. And I guess let's land on this before I send you off into the rest of your day. Chris Jones, you said you were coaching him up. How good is this guy?
You know what? When he is turned on,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing finer in the National Football except Aaron Donald.
Right.
Aaron Donald, because low man wins in the trenches.
Yes.
But Chris is so big, so powerful.
Right.
When he's on his game,
mm-hmm.
there's very little. But the Eagles did a good job. I see him move some people in that game.
Well, the Eagles' line is really good, and Jason Kelsey's going to share a room with you two one day. Jason Kelsey's coming
away.
Maybe
a couple of them if they keep playing like that, boy. They move some people, boy.
There will be two Kelseys in that room. That is true.
They move some people.
But, I mean, or Lane Johnson, too. Did you hear he had a torn adductor?
Yeah.
He had surgery for it? And he's playing on that, looking the way that he played in the Super Bowl?
Beast.
He is.
Beast.
That's a great line, man.
Oh.
But Chris Jones has been terrific.
Oh, no. All year long, me and him was going back and forth all year long.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Great kid.
So, Reed, who reached out to you from Kansas City?
Joe Cullen.
Okay, Joe Cullen.
Joe Cullen was down there with Marinelli back in Tampa in the wild days when we was growing it.
Right.
And he remembered, and he asked me, would I come over and, just talk to the guys. And I talked to him all year long.
Okay.
It was a beautiful thing.
All right, so just to recap Warren Sapp's 40-minute appearance here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody should – how can people check out your documentary, Life with CTE?
It's going to be the 16th and the 18th is the film festival up in Baldwin Hills. Mm-hmm. I'll get you some information, and I'll put it on my Twitter, at Warren Sapp.
Okay, at Warren Sapp.
At Warren Sapp.
Very good. And so people can check out your documentary. We're going to play pickleball. You're taking me at Jamie Foxx's spot.
Yes.
I can DM him to say, hey, this happened,
No problem. Same way I got to say I was going to play pickleball with the DM. Now I'm finna get the phone number.
Okay, very good. All right, so we're going to do it. I don't want to.
I'm sitting in Arizona with you.
Okay, very good.
It was a good time. Great game. Don't kill the vibe.
It's going to be great.
You're not invited.
You're not invited.
Don't get hurt, guys.
And then I think.
Really?
I think
what you do?
I know.
You're the guy that goes on the plane. Somebody don't get on the bad plane.
I know exactly.
What kind of is that? Careful!
Oh, almost got through it.
My bad.
Almost got through it.
I was telling myself.
And then I think Dion wants to talk to you. I think Prime wants to talk to you.
I'm gonna hook him up. Gino Toretta wanna look at your quarterback, Prime, and give you another eye. And another Heisman eye.
Gino Toretta?
Yeah. His daughter just went to Colorado.
Oh.
So
that's Marshall's favorite quarterback. Because he's got Marshall's Heisman.
You don't think I know that story?
Marshall's favorite quarterback. All right, Warren Sapp, at Warren Sapp. Thanks for coming in. Yeah. Thanks for letting me know you're in town. Now that I know you're in town, let's go get pickleball. Fantastic. Warren Sapp right here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, the monster prospect of the week. We're going to be taking a look at a prospect in this year's draft every single week. And then Ken Marino right behind.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Warren Sapp. Hurricane Warren has come and gone. Oof. His appearances here are always like that.
I mean,
we, and you know, just in case you're wondering, we never talk in advance about what we're going to talk.
No.
I don't know if you could tell. Pickleball, didn't see that one coming.
Uh-uh.
Hey, well, yeah.
Didn't see it coming.
He's of a certain age now.
Oh my God, Brockman. You are funny.
Well, I've built this hill, so I.
You might as well. I know. You're enough. You're going to keep going.
I got to live there.
Much like Rich with the Raiders, you don't have to die on the hill. You can come back down.
You can raise your hand and say, I was wrong.
Wave the white flag.
He doesn't know that.
This fad is going to end soon.
I don't know, man. If Sapp's starting to do pickleball, which you would have lost the bet on that, I don't know, man.
He would have lost the bet on
that. He would have lost the bet for sure. And he would have taken the bet, too, obviously.
Well, he wouldn't have paid it off.
Well, that's either. Clear.
Has he still not paid you?
For what? That
Kenny Pickett?
Come on, man.
Kenny Pickett?
Never. He hasn't paid me for Kenny Pickett nor the Girl Scout cookies.
By the way, stop lying.
You paid for the Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't look.
Jeez.
Yeah,
You're one of those people that you don't...
Well, normally someone tells you that they're sending you money. I don't just randomly...
No, you're supposed to look at your app. I'm with Brockman on this.
So just every couple of minutes, just randomly go?
You also should get an email notification that you got paid.
But I didn't.
You can't accuse somebody who paid you electronically of not paying
you
checking the actual electronics.
The man's owed me $20 for over 365 days now. So why would I even bother to think to go
now you
look?
Do have a reputation. Okay.
Not over 365
Again, Kenny Pickett, you said you bet that Kenny Pickett would be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
And this guy, who's from the East Coast state of Pennsylvania.
East Coast.
Says, you bet against Kenny Pickett being a top 10 guy.
Wasn't necessarily bet against him.
Yes, you did.
Whole year, I said I wanted Pickett to go to the Steelers, and that's where I saw him going.
Understood.
So that's why I took the bet.
Okay.
And I was right.
And that, by the way, you do realize the combines later this month of the following playing season that's now complete.
I'm thinking of a way to double back on this.
Speaking of the talent evaluation portion of the NFL calendar, we are now in it. We are now in it. Super Bowl's done. Combine's coming up. Then comes the free agent season. Tampering window, don't call it that at all. New league year. Then comes the campus visits and pro days. And interviews.
Mock draft season, baby.
Then comes the draft.
March 7th, college pro days begin.
That's correct. Right around the corner. So... in celebration of that, each week on the Rich Eisen Show, I'm going to talk about the Monster Prospect of the Week, brought to you by Monster.com. And this one, the first one out of the gate, has got to be Bryce Young, because he is that plus a biscuit. We've seen what he could do in Alabama. We see what he did at Alabama. And you see two teams in the AFC South needing quarterbacks, the Texans and the Colts, sitting there at 2-4, respectively. Now, we all know what he's done in Alabama. The eye in the sky will not lie. His tape jumps off at you. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see his interviews. When he interviews with teams, I guarantee you they will be dynamite. His resume, we all know, is impeccable. Okay. Heisman Trophy is on that resume. I mean, that's pretty darn good, right?
Not bad.
School records for pass yards and passing touchdowns in 2021. Look at that. Alabama school history all time. He's second in passing yards and passing touchdowns. The only Alabama quarterback with two seasons of 3,000 or more passing yards. That is an impressive resume that he will present in his interviews.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who's going to come and get him? Or do the Bears just sit tight? This is the story I told you. I told you that I'm so proud of myself. The day
you did hit
after the playing season was over and the Bears wound up with the first overall pick. We didn't expect that to happen. Lovie Smith spits his last Texans breath, to use a Wrath of Khan phrase.
Khan!
Right at the front office saying, we're going to win this meaningless game and hand the first overall pick in next year's draft to the Bears. And I told everyone the day after the playing season that the story of the draft was going to be, what do the Bears do at quarterback? Even though Justin Fields had just completed a highly entertaining season, showing off incredible athletic skills, showing off his arm, showing off his legs, showing off his heart. Unfortunately, on occasion, showing off his medical chart. I mean, just he took a beating and he kept on ticking. And I knew this was going to be the story, because the Bears, in order to get the most for the first overall selection that they had now bestowed upon them, they will have to make it look like they're taking these quarterbacks. So somebody's got to come to them to go get them and beat the Texans to the punch. Because if you're the Colts, you can't run the risk of the Bears saying, you know what, we're going to trade Justin Fields, not to you. We're going to trade Justin Fields, and we're going to trade him and take one of these quarterbacks, and the Texans take the other one off the board, and you're screwed.
Yeah.
Can't run that risk. So you're going to have to knock on the Bears' door and say, what's up? I told you this was going to be the story. I had no idea it would happen so damn fast. That I didn't see coming. Jason Lockenfour, my former NFL Network colleague, tweeting out, more than one NFL general manager came away from the Senior Bowl fairly convinced that Justin Fields will be dealt.
Ooh.
It is on. And this, along with the resume and the way he's going to interview and the way he's going to go about his job hunt in this year's talent evaluation portion of the football calendar, along with that and the Bears being involved in a first overall pick for the first time in the common draft era, that makes Bryce Young the monster prospect of the week and the first monster prospect of the week. Brought to you by Monster.com. Sponsored by Monster.com. Monster.com can help you tackle the job search and make your next career move. It's time to get off the sidelines. Go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. 844-204-RICH, number to dial your phone calls. Also coming up, I talked about a rule change that's being made in professional football, albeit unfortunately not the NFL. Baseball's making some rule changes, or cementing some. That's coming up with Ken Marino of Party Down in studio. Still here on the Roku channel.
But Rich, isn't it easy to be right about these things when you're writing the script? Because you admitted yesterday that you were part of it. So, I mean, you wrote that, and now it's happening. So
I don't like talking about this stuff so openly, as you know, TJ. But I have to admit, Lovie Smith went off script.
He did?
Yeah.
That wasn't how it was supposed to go down?
That wasn't part of the meeting.
He called an Omaha.
We were all surprised. Maybe, you know, as you know, Second City is known for improv.
That's true. That's true.
Maybe Lovie picked up a thing or two.
What's wrong with you?
Yep.
You went off script.
Second.
Interesting.
So, yeah. We were all so surprised.
Yeah, writers hate it when actors improv.
I know that.
Yeah, especially on a sitcom.
Speaking of which, did you see the video of D'Amico Ryans pulling a Key and Peele at his press conference? Did you see that?
I did see it.
Wait, no.
He did the thing.
The Obama.
The Obama thing.
Oh, right. Handshake.
No, it was
It was dap, dap, dap,
handshake. Dap, dap, dap.
You saw that?
I did.
I saw.
I was hoping to be like more than one straight handshake to make it even funnier, and there wasn't. There was just one, but it was kind of like, yeah.
I'm glad you caught it. I saw that. It was.
That's amazing.
Seek it out. Seek it out. He did it.
All right.
He did it.
It happened.
Wow.
Good to see
Ken
you.
Marino of the brilliant show Party Down. I cannot be more excited about being back. He's here in studio hour three.
You love Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
With her assistant, Jess.
L.A., it can become suffocating. Did something happen where you felt like, I have to get out of here? Or do you just think it just happens sometimes?
I think it just happens, but also just everything going on in my personal life. Like, I want to get on this mic and be like, this is what I've been dealing with for 14 months.
Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.